Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. I got a message today from a guy who, he messaged me a couple of times, and, you know, I'm trying to make things easier on me so that I get more work done, more things done in a shorter period of time. Basically, I'm trying to get my shit together. So I've asked everybody that to send all their questions, comments, or whatever. Well, questions, basically. But send them to anamericanInBangkok@gmail.com as opposed to messaging me through YouTube or Facebook or Twitter or whatever, because I just can't keep up with all the messages. If you send them to one place, then it's much easier for me. So this guy, he sent me a couple of messages, one through Facebook. Then finally, he sent me an email. And here's what he had to say. And at first I thought, okay, well, this, you know, this is a good question. And, you know, this guy's just trying to get things straight. And then you'll see it gets a little hairy here. And, you know, this email is a perfect example of someone who is dying to move to Thailand, but they just don't have the means or the knowledge or the experience to really do so. It's not to say that you can't come over here with zero knowledge and make a go of it and actually make it. Some people have it in them. Some people are hustlers. Some people can do it. Others can't. I personally believe this guy is going to have a hard time. So here's what he said. Thank you so much for your videos. I've been trying to get the inside dope in Thailand for quite a while now. I'm looking at moving to Chiang Mai this summer. We'll be visiting there in June. Well, which is it? You're moving there or visiting? Okay? Because you don't generally move to a country that you haven't been to and just do it on the first go. All right? Just because you think it's a wonderful place. That's mistake number one. I wondered if you have any advice how I can make money there without any problems. You and everybody else wants to know the answer to this question. And if I had an answer other than teach English or do something online, I'd be a millionaire or a billionaire. I'd rather be a billionaire. Okay, so he says, I am a retired architect, but I also can teach art, theater, and sell some of my artwork. I am not concerned that my work will not sell or that people will not want me to take, will not want to take my classes. I am more concerned if the Thai government will let me make the money. That your advice is well appreciated and valued. Thank you. Well, of course the government will let you make money here, but you have to do it under their guidelines. You have to qualify to be able to do that. And, well, let me just get into to what I said, because, well, you'll see. You'll see. All right, so first you should understand that everyone and their mother is asking the same question as you. People from all over the world want to get away, start a new life, retire, or work in exotic Thailand. Because of this and general xenophobia, Thailand does not make it easy for foreigners wanting to work here. And I don't blame them, frankly. I wish the United States would make it more difficult for people to work. People who are technically illegal. I mean, hey, we need them and everything, but, you know, don't give them tax refunds and let them get driver's licenses and then say, oh, well, you know, 10 years later, go, oh, well, you're illegal. You got to get out of the country. You make up your mind. Anyway, I don't mean to digress, but of course it is possible to make money, but it depends on what you are doing specifically. A couple of things. You are a retired architect. If you're capable of retiring in the U.S., why don't you apply for a retirement visa here so you don't have to worry about your visa, as long as you show 800,000 baht or 65,000 per month in the bank, you'll qualify. Then you can do what you want with the pressure of qualifying for a without the pressure of qualifying for a business visa and work permit. Let me tell you, it's not all that difficult to qualify for a retirement visa if you're over 50. If I can do it, anybody can. I mean, I'm not rich by any means, but I've managed to do okay. All right? Also, Now, the guy writes, I am not concerned that my work will not sell or that people will not want to take my classes. I am more concerned if the Thai government will let me make money. Well, that doesn't make sense, okay, because you're not concerned about whether your work will sell or that people will want to take your classes. Well, the only way that you're going to make money is if your work sells and people take classes, okay? You know, so, of course, the government will, you know, there are foreigners working here. There's plenty of foreigners. There is a foreign workforce here. But they are qualified to do certain things that Thais can't do or, you know, they have some specific reason for being here. There is a minimum wage for foreigners. You should remember that. I think it's about $65,000. It depends on the nationality. Some companies will only pay $40,000 or $50,000, and then you need to pay the tax on the difference. Some places still do that. Yes, they do. And technically, of course, that's illegal, although I know people who have got away with it for years. In order to work here, you need to have a work permit. In order to have a work permit, you need to own your own company or work for a company who hires and then sponsors you for that work permit. If you're selling art, your artwork online and qualify for a retirement visa, then you could probably get around this work permit. In other cases, you cannot have a retirement visa and earn money inside of Thailand. You can't even teach art or English or whatever as a volunteer without a work permit. That's the law, okay? I don't make the rules. Don't shoot the messenger. Don't be a hater, all right? It's just the way that it is. The law is very clear. You can't work without a work permit. First, I would check Thailand out for a while before deciding to live here. Living here and visiting for a month or so are two different ballgames. There are a lot of reasons to like Thailand, but there are definitely some reasons to dislike it too. If you decide to live here, if I were you, I would find a job teaching English. Get to know the ropes because, you know, he's got, if he's an architect, he's obviously got a degree. So he should be able to find a job as an English teacher. That way he makes a little bit of money, he's able to pay his bills, and he has, hopefully he'll have time to start looking around while getting to know the place and getting to know the ropes, and maybe he can find a job with some place that where he can teach art or he can teach theater or whatever, okay? You know, let me just tell you something. There are people who write me, oh, I'm such a hard worker and I'm really good at what I do and, you know, they should really hire me and all that's bullshit. It's just bullshit, okay? First of all, whether or not you are good is subject to what others think, not you. Second of all, it makes no difference. What makes a difference is whether or not you qualify. Do you have the credentials and do you have a company here that is willing to hire you? It's freaking simple, buddy. Okay, so let's see here. Thais can do what you want to do and far cheaper. I mean, let's face it, man. You want somebody who's going to be an art teacher? There are Thais who can do that here. You want somebody to teach theater? Thais can do that here. You know, unless you're maybe you're Sir Laurence Olivier, I don't think you'll be teaching in a theater, but I could be wrong. If you really want, start up a theater of your own. Do everything you got to do to start that business, and then you can figure out how to do it from there. Anyway, Thais want to hire Thais, generally, not foreigners. It saves them money and the headache of dealing with a foreigner, especially a foreigner who doesn't speak the language or know their culture. It's like you're just going to drop right in. Yeah, let me start working here. Man, they don't speak a word of English, and they're like, who is this dude? Yeah, okay. So he goes ahead, he writes me back, of course. Now, you see, I'm doing all this, and I'm just doing this because I want to help the guy, all right? He writes me back and says, you know, thank you. Let me clarify. What I mean as far as art or anything else, I know that my work will sell given the chance. I've heard that many times from many different people, okay? Listen, I got photographs, and a lot of them do sell, and a lot of them don't sell. So, I mean, I understand how that is, and I know what it's like to feel like, oh, well, I can sell this, I can sell it. Okay, great. The proof is in the pudding, pal. When you're here and you're selling and you're making money, that's when you believe it, okay? The economy in the U.S. forced me to retire early with only $1,100 per month Social Security and no savings. So having $65,000 at this point is not an option. Well, that's not only is that sad, but it puts you in a hell of a spot because I don't see any way possible for you to make it unless you are, like I said, teaching English. What I do have is a couple of friends there. One that I know from the U.S. that used to live here, and one that I met when she came visiting here. That means fuck all, okay? That means enough to get a lunch with them and to get them to show you around for a couple of days. And after a while, it's like, you know, I can actually stay with her in her house with no problem, so that saves me money. Another Thai friend of mine said, I can sell the artwork with a Thai partner as long as I stay under the radar. I don't know if this is true, and this is why I'm asking it. As you mentioned, it would be difficult to actually start a business there, so this is why I'm this is out of the question. Also, I wondered if I married a Thai woman that I knew from here, would that help in any way? I think this kind of a – I don't want to say this kind of a guy, but this entire situation that this guy is talking about. Oh, can I marry a girl from here that I know? Well, of course you can. You can do whatever you want, all right? But – there are going to be consequences in the future. And I'll bet you money that if you don't love this girl and she doesn't love you, okay, and you ain't a young guy, you're not like young and handsome and guys are, you know, girls are, they're drooling over you. I know, okay, right? I've looked at your Facebook. I know who you are. And you know that you know, girls are not falling all over you and you're an older guy, all right? So it's not... So it's not quite as easy as some young, handsome stud, all right, with the 12-pack. Also, you make $1,100 a month. You can't qualify for a marriage visa, or rather an O visa, support visa. You can't even qualify with that because that's like 35,000 baht. You need what is it? You need 40,000 baht, and that's not close. I mean, 5,000, you're ways off. It's not like you're 50 baht or 100 baht off. You got to make more money, okay? So the marriage to a woman, I wouldn't even think about that. You are just asking for trouble. Then you don't make enough money. Then you say, oh, I'm going to go to Thailand and I'm going to go live with one of my friends so I can save money. Dude, you are starting out behind the eight ball and quite frankly, I think you're going to end up fucked unless you find a job teaching English, and even then, it's going to take you some time to get your shit together and to learn the ropes, and during that time, you're going to spend more money than, say, if you've been here for a couple of years. Once you've been here a couple of years, you know, hey, I'm going to go to this place to buy meat, I'm going to go to this place to buy this, I can get some fruit right down the street, I can get you're not going to have to, oh, where do I go, what do I do, oh, is 2,000 baht the right price? No, 400 is, you know. So, I mean... I would, like I, what I told this guy is that what I think he should do is save up some money, if at all possible, save up that $800,000, save up the $800,000 and use that to qualify for a retirement visa, borrow it, do whatever you have to do. But it shows that, first of all, there are people, they want to leave the country because, you know, I understand you're making $1,100 a month and it's difficult for you to make ends meet there. And it is easier, you know, that's enough money to make it here, but you're not going to qualify for a visa. So basically, you're going to be on a tourist visa, all right, which is somewhat ridiculous. Now, I have to say... that in one of my last, one of my previous videos, not long ago, I was talking about a degree and what you need. And I actually had some fucking Momo. And Jerry Lorson, you are a fucking Momo. You are the chowderhead of a week, of the week. Definitely. Not only that, you're an asshole for all the things that you wrote me because you didn't like what I wrote. Tough shit. Okay, I'm not here to baby you. I'm not here to kiss your little bottom and pat you and say, it'll be okay, honey. This fucking guy writes me and says, when someone says you must have a degree. Well, wait a minute. Sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm a little too excited. I just listened to your latest post when you talk about a degree to teach English. What is necessary? I have the TEFL degree. Also, I'm very close to an associate's. Well, it's great you're close to an associate's. That means you're 2 years closer to a bachelor's degree, which is what you need to be able to teach legally here and have a work permit. An associate's degree won't fucking cut it. And I got news for you, you fucking Momo. A TEFL is not a degree. It is a certificate. It's 100 or 120 hours of learning how to teach English. But you're not getting a college degree, okay? So why the fuck would you think that? So guys, let me be perfectly fucking clear. If you want to go buy the book and you want to do things legally, like I said, you can get a job in Thailand. You'll be able to teach without a degree, especially if you got a TEFL certificate, but you're going to be doing it illegally. And I know there are guys out there who they might not have a degree. They've been teaching for years, and their school's not going to let them go because they don't have the degree. They've been there forever, whatever. That's kind of like a grandfather clause. Anyway, so I told him, I said, congratulations, you win the Chowderhead of the Week. Of course, he wrote me back, what's a Chowderhead? And I said, is somebody who doesn't use their fucking brain to think. And I tried to tell him, a TEFL is not good enough. Close to an associate's is not good enough either. And you got to have a four-year university degree. What's up with this light, man? Come on. Alex is in school. I don't have anybody to help with my lighting here, which I'm trying to still buy the lights, and I'm looking, trying to find a place now that I can use as my studio, a little cheap apartment. This is the kind of letter. It's like it irritates me. And the thing is that then this guy says to me, first he says, "Where are you from?" Okay, you know what? That's all good. You want to know where I'm from? Okay, fine. I told the guy, I'm from Miami via New. You know, I was born in Miami. I lived in New York and Miami when I was growing up, and Washington D.C. And then the next thing he said was, "What TEFL did you get?" Now, I understand people, they might not have watched my videos, but I'm not a teacher. I'm not a school teacher. I never claimed to be, okay? I taught for like 3 months 19 years ago, and I hated it. First of all, I hated the money. Second of all, I hated having to go back and forth, and I hated to have to kiss ass to people, which I'm not very good at. And I didn't take it. So I wrote the guy back. I'm not an English teacher. I never have been. I didn't take it. I don't have a TEFL certificate. And he writes back, "You're a fucking Yankee asshole." Okay. Yeah, maybe I am. But guess what? It doesn't matter to me. Because I don't give a fuck. Okay? You can call me a Yankee asshole. That's fine. That's my new nickname to everybody. Hey, Yankee asshole. Yeah. Okay. I'm a Yankee asshole. And you're a dumb fuck. So which one is worse? All right? I'll take being an asshole. You know? It gets a little shitty at times. But at least I'm not stupid. All right? Yeah. A TEFL's, I'm going to get my TEFL degree from DeVry Institute. Let me tell you something. There's nothing worse than a stupid person. A stupid, lazy person. Hey, what's the weather like there? Then, of course, I got the great message the other day. Is Thailand a great place? Is it a good destination? I mean, you know, it's like I always say, how long's a piece of string? How the fuck do I know? I mean, you know, it depends on you. These kind of questions are the kind of questions that give me agita, pain, aggravation, okay? Anyway, so let me see here. You know, getting back to this other guy, what I told him was he's going to have a rough go of it. He's going to have a rough go coming over here and trying to make it with $1,100 a month. I mean, Grant, he can live here for $1,100 a month, but if he wants to do it the right way, to be prepared, And the thing is, he's talking about selling through some Thai guy. Oh, I'm going to use the Thai to help sell for me. Absolutely a bad idea, okay? One thing that I have learned here is that if you have, well, not if, what you need to do is rely on yourself. If at all possible, rely on yourself. Rely on your smarts. When you put your business and your earning power in the hands of a Thai person who you probably don't know anywhere near as well as you think you know, you're basically putting your future in his hands. And to me, that's not the way that you go about doing things. If you're going to come here, listen, what you could do, you know, I'll give you a better option. What you could do is you could come here and you can get yourself your little tourist visa over there in the U.S. You come over here and you try to find a job teaching English. And if you find a job, fantastic. Then you're going to get your work permit. Then you can work here legally. And, you know, let's say that you end up getting a job and you make 50,000 baht a month. After a little while, there's no reason why you can't save like 10 or 20,000 every month. And you save, and you might have to work for a couple of years. And you get your act together, you save that money, and eventually, in, say, 3 or 4 years, and even less if you're selling your stuff online as opposed to through somebody here in Thailand, which, you know, the prices tend to be lower here than in the West, not always, you know, tourists come here, they want to buy things, and a lot of times they want to buy things because it's cheaper here. Oh, I can't get that back home for this price. Okay, so you're going to get less for your artwork or whatever, probably here. Now, that may not be true, and it may not matter to you. But if you sell online, you'll get paid in dollars or pounds or whatever you want to get paid in, and I think that's the way to go. So, I mean, you know, if you sell things online and they really sell, and then you're teaching English to make ends meet here, and, you know, you've got that money coming in from Social Security, then you're in a decent place. But if you come over here the way that you're talking about, oh, I'm just going to live with some chick, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to try to make a go of it selling my art through some Thai guy, and you're asking for headaches, man, okay? So, listen, if you like this video, please click like, please click share. Please visit my website at anamericaninbangkok.com. And if it's any easier, just click on, go to anamericaninthailand.com. It'll take you over to my page. There is a member section. You can become a member. It's only $39.95 a year. It helps me to be able to go out and make videos outside of Thailand because you know what? This place is just like being at home for me. Every once in a while, I need a vacation. I got to get out of here. All right? I'm at that place now. Just waiting for my leg to heal up. And I should be out dancing again shortly. But until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok di. Leo chok en mai.